When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Hello, Unladies Rumors. It's me, Kristen. It is now February, and that means we have made it through divorce month. That's right, fun fact. January is the month when the most divorces are filed. And that's because during the holidays, a lot of times people will be like either, oh, let's wait to get through the holidays, or in their minds they're like, let me see if over the holidays my feelings change, new year, new me. And come January, a lot of divorces are filed. Although, of course, merely filing for divorce does not mean that you are divorced. You then have to go through divorce proceedings. And why am I talking to y'all about divorce? Well, it is an inherently unladylike topic, of course. And also, as I was astonished to find over and over and over again in my research, while the rates of divorce have changed, both going up and going down, one dynamic has stayed notably constant, and that is women. 70% of the time in man-woman marriage, it is the woman who initiates a divorce. And in fact, that has been the case going back decades. Even if we go all the way back to the 1930s and 40s, long before the arrival of no-fault divorce, women have initiated the majority of divorces. Now, in our political culture right now, Republicans, especially the more right-wing they are, the more they love the institution of marriage, they really hate divorce, and most of all, they hate no-fault divorce, unilateral no-fault divorce, basically allowing a spouse to decide they want to get divorced for irreconcilable differences and call it quits. As we will learn just in just kind of walking through the generalities of divorce and the gender dynamics of divorce, what it really is saying, like, no, we need to keep women married. There were also a lot of high-profile divorces in 2023, and some dubbed it the year of divorce. There have been conservative commentators hand-wringing that, oh my gosh, divorce is becoming a fad. And, you know, if one couple divorce, research shows that it's contagious, that their friends will follow their lead and they will get divorced. So let's just lay out the boring stuff, the stats first. So divorce rates steadily increased up from the mid-1800s to the 1950s, post-World War II. And if we look just at 1867 to 1879, the divorce rate was just 0.3 divorces per 1,000 Americans. And the reason why nobody was getting divorced was because the nature of marriage was much different back then. Because why are you going to divorce when you're getting married for property rights and or class status. Like, those were the waning days of marriage being little more than an economic class-based arrangement. I would like to note, though, that in the 1850s, Indiana broke rank and legalized divorce, and it gained the reputation of becoming a new, quote, Sodom for free love. In other words, people who are freaked out by divorce have always been freaked out by divorce, even when the divorce rate was 0.3. In the suffrage movement, white women were interested in divorce reform. Elizabeth Cady Stanton, in particular, was like, oh my God, we need to make it easier for married couples to get divorced. But the movement as a whole was really divided on this because they were worried that making it one of their kind of suffrage, part of their suffrage platform, would simply be too radical. Because, I mean, the thing with divorce then and now is that there is this moral taboo hitched to it. But really, the time when divorce took off was not anywhere near recent times. That was a preview from inside the Unladies Room Patreon. To hear the full ad-free episode, go to patreon.com/unladylikemedia or search Unladylike Media in the Patreon app and join the Unladies Room for just $5 a month. All five of those dollars will go a long way to supporting this independent feminist podcast made by me. Yes, a podcast team of one. A few listener faves that await you include an historical romp into the heyday of male rejuvenation that did involve rich men getting monkey testicle transplants, how the scrunchie was invented, and a peek into the reborn baby doll community where mostly grown women play with hyper-realistic dolls and in hyper-realistic ways. Patreon.com/unladylikemedia or search Unladylike Media in the Patreon app. And thank you.